Hello?
Hi, is this Christian?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Christian. Christian, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. You were just speaking with John, my mapping coordinator, and he wanted me to give you the details of our service, also to provide a reduced rate for your company. I'm not sure exactly what happened with that call. And I know that he does a good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
Other than price, no.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I'm waiting for.
Right. So you do receive a pretty significant reduction in the cost being a young business. It is a promotional rate, but it's not an introductory rate. It'll never go up. Fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. With that reduction in the cost, you're looking at exactly $199.00. That would be the exact amount. It would bill once a month for that amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees either. You're not paying for a lead and chasing down the same lead as your competitors. There's no third party involved. Our job is to create the content that the search engine searches for, so that when someone does a keyword search for painting contractor, painter near me, residential, commercial, interior, exterior, whatever they're looking for, your business will pop up. I mean, you've got a verified Google listing already. Is that something you did on your own, or did somebody else help you out with that?
What's that, like the advertising thing, or?
You're PIN verified by Google, so Google knows that you are a painter in the area, but at this point, people have to look for your company specifically by name to see that listing, but you do have a verified listing on Google, which is, you know, it's more than some businesses have, but right now it's kind of a digital business card. Our job would be to have people who don't know the name of your company find you on their own by typing in keywords relating to the painting services that you provide. Now, of course, that means you'll have a Yelp listing, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, almost 70 different directories, all of them talking about your services and your service area. That reinforces the fact with Google that you do provide those services, and your company will pop up in the local map or that PAC result that pops up near the top of the page. That's where your customers will find you, and of course, they'll be able to call you. Now, John put in the notes you don't want to be sold a website, but if I can include a website for you at no additional cost, an opportunity, of course, for us to showcase your work and ensure a steady stream of phone calls from people calling you directly and specifically and with the knowledge of you doing what they're looking for, a higher quality call. If I can include a website for you at no additional cost, keep it at $199 on a month-to-month basis, is that something you might want for your business?
How does the website work, though? Like, if you guys create it, then am I in charge of everything on it, or do you guys kind of watch over it? Or
we would actually build the website for you. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, to create this content, we will have a conversation with you about where you want to be found, the services you want to be listed for, forms of payment you accept, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll ask you to email us photos so we can put those photos on your website. But, I mean, it's promoting your phone number. Really, all you need to do is answer your phone. Our job is to make sure people call you. You answer the phone. You talk to those people, schedule the work, do the job. They'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from, even the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for and how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. Now, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so commercial and residential clients can call you directly. If they choose instead to fill out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message and an email letting you know right away that someone is trying to contact you or have you contact them. And whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, also repopulates on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, Christian, did you have any other questions for me?
So the Google ads that I get on there, is that like separate from this?
So Google ads or AdWords, that's the two or three businesses that pop up at the top of the page, little green square next to it that says ad. That is different from local search engine optimization or the map or pack result that pops up just below those ads. For the local map, it's 24/7. You know, you're not going to rotate like you would with a paid ad system. And of course it is a flat rate too. So of course when you're paying per click, it does depend on what your ad budget is. And if you exceed that ad budget, your ads might not show up at all. And no matter what your ad budget is, you're still going to rotate. There's just, you know, two or three at the top and maybe one or two at the bottom. So with Google paid ads, you know, you're not always on that first page. But with the local SEO or search engine optimization, you'll be just below those paid ads and 24/7 anytime someone's looking for your services.
Okay. Okay. Get it.
The other thing, too, that I noticed was an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah.
You are.
I've had it for like 2 months now. I mean, I've gotten a few jobs, but...
Oh, good. Yeah.
Not much.
Right. I mean, it is going to be hit or miss just by the very nature of it. It's a shared lead system, so every lead that you get, and of course you pay for every lead whether you get the job or not, but every lead that you get gets sent and sold to 6 or even up to 8 of your competitors. So a lot of the times you are dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several bids and several phone calls. They might only be looking for the cheapest guy in town. They might even only be looking for an estimate or two, trying to budget for something down the road, not even necessarily knowing that business owners are paying out of pocket in the moment for that particular lead.
But yeah, there's been a lot of those, so.
I bet.
Kind of a waste of time, to be honest.
I can imagine, you know, and as a business owner, you've got enough on your plate already. You don't want to spend time or really waste time, you know, talking to somebody who's not serious about hiring you. You don't have to stop using that service outright, though, although my clients that have a lead-based service, even the ones that have experience and success with it, whether it's the one that you've got or, you know, Thumbtack, Networks, Crapjack, any of the others, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners would prefer direct phone calls. I don't think anyone wants to chase down a lead, so you'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on those leads. You know, you might keep them paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount. A lot of my clients actually will shut their lead service off altogether and just let their phone ring. I mean, Google it. Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's what we say and it's what we do when we don't know who to call. And for a lot of us, at least for some of the services we need, we don't always know who to call, you know. And nobody calls their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. We jump on our smartphone, hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords. 9 times out of 10, we're going to call someone on that first page. And that's the real power of this particular listing. You know, people will not need to know the name of your company to find you and call you. I mean, at 8 months in, you know, you're still fairly young. You just haven't really been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be a major factor for you. But every new client that finds you on Google becomes someone who can recommend you to their friends and family or use your services again down the road. So it's going to help you to get the phone calls that you're looking for. I mean, you'll reach a much larger target audience than you are currently with the Angie leads. Obviously, not everyone uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other search engine. You'll be listed there as well. Any device that can access the Internet, whether it's laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even with Internet access, voice-activated searches, whether it's Google Home, Amazon Alexa, of course Siri on a smartphone, your business will pop up. The calls come to you. Big jobs or small, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's that same flat rate, that $199.
Okay. Now, have you guys seen, like, on for other businesses, have you seen, like, an increase in calls and all that stuff? Like, when you, I mean, not the first day.
Oh, boy.
But,
well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's obviously it's not the first day. I mean, we're not going to flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight, nor is it
right.
like a lead service where the day that you sign up, there's already a backlog of leads, many of which that have already been sent or will soon be sent to your competitors. There is a little bit of time that it takes for us to create that content for it to get indexed by Google, but our clients stay with the service long term. I mean, to be honest with you, when we're cutting our price in half like we are here, that $199 is less than we'll spend in time, resources, and even the direct cost in many cases to create that content. I would want to include the website for you because our job is not just to list you on the first page. It is to make sure that the people who see you there have the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. But again, we're not breaking even, certainly not turning a profit on our end in that first, second, or even third month. But our clients stay with it long term. And even though there is no long term contract, we know that you're going to continue to use the service because it's profitable to be on that first page.
If I were to cancel the subscription at a later time, what happens with the website?
Okay, so of course the service is completely at will, month to month, no contract. That does mean, of course, that you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if you need to. But as long as you're using the service, it's that flat rate. More to your question, though, any website, of course, needs to be hosted, needs to be somewhere online or no one would see it. If you wanted to stop using our service, we could either simply host the website for you, discontinue all the other optimization of your directory submissions, but simply host your website for a small hosting fee, or we could transfer the domain to you and you can host it with somebody else.
Well, I see. And does it cost to, like, if I keep it with you guys?
I mean, there would be a small hosting fee. It's like $20 a month or something like that. We would, of course, stop optimizing your Google listing and all of your directory submissions. And with something like that, I mean, and the same thing would probably happen eventually towards the end of like a 3 or 4 month seasonal hold. You don't fall off the page right away, but it does happen. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, you get to a downhill, you can stop pedaling, you'll keep going, you might even pick up speed for a bit. But in this case, without us updating and optimizing your directory submissions, you will slowly fall off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're not going to lose anything that we do. In fact, we will, if you didn't already have that verified listing, we would have created one for you with you as the owner and with us just having managerial access. So we'll do that on Bing. You'll have a verified listing on Bing too with you as the owner of it. And again, we just want to have the access to add additional content, attach a website to it, that type of thing. I did see on that Google listing, the 978 Monterey Lane. Do customers ever come to see you, or are you strictly service-based? You go out to the customer, no one does come to see you.
I go out to the customer.
Is that your home address?
Yes.
It is, okay. So actually, Google doesn't mind having that address be hidden. In fact, if they knew it was a home address, they probably would not have put it on there. Google doesn't want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since most of the time you're out in the field. So we can hide that address. You'll just be listed city and state, no zip code, and certainly not that physical street address.
All right.
Okay. Is the phone number that we're speaking on, I mean, it seems like it is the best number for your customers to call. It's the same number on the Google listing. Is it, Christian, also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
I got another phone number that's, like, personal, because this one I use it just for, like, customers. So
okay.
If I don't answer this one, I mean, I can answer the other
one. And like I said, the other one would just be for us to use internally to contact you if we're not able to reach you on the
4155 number, but we won't promote this number anywhere. No one would see it or be able to call it. So what is that that other number?
Oh, 248.
Mm-hmm.
238.
Okay.
0762.
So I've got 248-238-0762.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the phone number that we're promoting for your business, the 4155, is that also a cell phone? Can you receive text messages on that number too?
Yes.
Okay, great. And like I said, most of the time you'll just get direct phone calls, but if someone fills out the contact form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on your website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one really needs to see it. But in either case, it would be attached to that contact form. And we will, when necessary, use it to contact you regarding your account. We do use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it to you, but a lot of the times we'll just give you a quick phone call or maybe send a text. Christian, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Any of them work fine.
Any of them, yeah. That's good, because there's going to be a little bit of redundancy built in. If we call you, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And then what is that email address, either for you or for your business?
So I was just going to ask you. I have a personal one, and then
okay.
I have the one that I created, but it's a Gmail.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, if I create the website, can I do something like at AmericanQuality.com for like the email or something like that, like more professional email, not
yeah.
like a Gmail?
Yeah, we can do that too. For now, though, the Gmail would be just for us to get you the information, the confirmation email and all of that. And until there is that at AmericanQualityPainting.com email, this one will be attached to the contact form as well. So what is that that current email? Anything that needs to be changed, whether it's a phone number, if you want to add additional services, if your focus changes as seasons change, things like that, we'll be able to update any of that information. And, of course, there's no additional cost for that. But for now, what is that email address?
It's the business one. It's Christian.
Uh-huh.
K-R-I-S-T-I-A-N.
Okay.
Period A-Q-P at Gmail.
It broke up just a little bit between the Christian and the at Gmail. I kind of missed that part.
So Christian dot or Christian period.
Uh-huh.
A-Q-P.
You said H like Henry and then U like
A-
up.
A- So, like American Quality Painting.
Oh,
Apple.
AQP. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah, just a little bit of static on the line. I appreciate your patience. So AQP, like the business name. Oh, and that's one thing I wanted to ask you too about. I do see it listed as American Quality Painting, and then with the LLC. I realize it is an LLC. But the branding of the business is entirely up to you. You can include the LLC or not, but consistency is important, so we would want it the same everywhere. Did you want it to be American Quality Painting LLC or just American Quality Painting?
LLC.
LLC?
I think,
okay, perfect.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how the Google one is. So
it is that way on the Google listing already. Yeah, and like I said, we would only change it if you wanted us to, but we will be able to hide that address. And then, Christian, what is your last name?
N-I-K-A-J.
N-I-K-A-J? Okay. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call so we can get all the information that we need to build out the content, create that website, You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do, and it is required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to do here, and it's not specifically for the Angie lead because we have nothing at all to do with that company, but there is a promo code in our system, if I can find it. Oh, there it is. There's a promo code that I'm adding, and it's for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And what it does, it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Now, the setup fee is not for the website. Like I said, I'll include that for you. The setup fee is to help us offset the cost and the time and the resources of creating all of the directories that are necessary to get you on that first page. Without any discount, that setup fee by itself could be as high as $2.99. I might sometimes take 20, 30, even 50% off of it. But with something like Angie's, where I know how expensive that service can be, I want to take a full two-thirds off of it. It would just be not $2.99. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. Of course, that setup fee only attaches to the first month. And then every month after that, it is the exact amount of $1.99. No taxes or fees or anything like that. A lot of that's read into the voice verification anyway. I do have that set up. So give me just a second here to get that started. Okay. So it reads as follows, Christian. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
American Quality Painting LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Christian, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Christian Nikai, owner.
Okay, and then Christian, as the owner of American Quality Painting LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then Christian, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Christian, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are, in fact, able to reach out and call you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Christian, of course, you would agree to that, right?
If I want to be in business, yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, I call my clients, and I'm calling the business number, and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or not set up. And it's a major concern for me, not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. It's my client. But when I'm calling the business number and it goes to mailbox not set up, if I were a potential customer trying to call them, I'm much more likely to call somebody else than I would be to call back. So you're absolutely right. You have to answer your phone if you want to be in business. So I appreciate that. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie's, and like I said, there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information, including the LLC, is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Christian, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. Like I said, it stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll be creating that website, and, of course, we'll make sure that we hide that physical address that is your home. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee, including the website at no additional cost, and, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 22nd of August, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month at the further reduced rate of $199.00. And again, Christian, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. It'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Christian, that landing page is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, our services are offered completely at will, month to month, no contract. And again, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Christian, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Christian, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then, Christian, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
American Express.
American Express. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or
my
both?
Name.
Your name. First and last, or is there any middle initial?
No middle initial.
No middle initial. And then again, the spelling of your last name is N-I-K-A-J?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Christian, you said that was an American Express card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
3795?
Yes, sir.
837790.
Okay.
22001.
All right. The expiration month and year?
0726.
07 of 26. And then the four digits on the front of the card?
2613.
2613. So I've got 2613, 2613, and then 07 or July of 2026 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 3795-837-790-22001? Okay. And does that bill at the home address then, the 978 Monterey Lane, 483307? Okay. In about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on it. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I don't.
That's okay. Not a problem. You'll get it by
lunch right now. We're just
taking a quick break. Oh, I appreciate you taking the call and your patience, too. I'll get you off the phone in just a second here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. Both the client support phone number and the email address will be on that confirmation email that our automated system will send out to you in just a second here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email. Certainly, since you're at your lunch, it might be more convenient for you to receive that text message. But when you get either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there real quickly. The only other order of business on my end, though, is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. I know you're on your lunch break, so this next one coming up at 2 o'clock might not be the most convenient. We can schedule it as late as 6 o'clock, and there's a number of spots between now and then. We would schedule by the hour. The call would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Did you want something later on this afternoon, like 4, 5, or 6?
We can try 6.
6? Okay.
But so if I can't answer, because I will be finishing up a house and
okay.
I've been kind of, because the weather
gotcha.
Has taken too long.
Yeah, I hear you.
Just in case if I am too busy and can't answer.
Okay. So I'll tell them maybe to push it a little bit towards the back end of that hour. It's going to be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7. Normally it would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour. And they will try to call you 3 times during that hour. And then on that last one, they'll probably try to schedule for the same time tomorrow, which would be 6 o'clock tomorrow. But hopefully they'll be able to reach you.
That should work.
Okay, good. At 5 o'clock, though, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 6, and I'm going to send you in just a second here a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. No problem if you do. It's just going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, Christian, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now? Maybe the text?
I don't think so.
Okay. You may have to refresh it, or you may have to get off the phone before you receive it. But you'll receive... the text message goes right where we need it to go. You'll also get, if you check your email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below the email. And then it's got, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the click here, it will go to where the text message automatically opens up, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the landing page, which is your website. It'll all make a little more sense when you see it, but basically we need you to scroll down to the very bottom. There's a small box above, a long line that goes all the way across. It says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We need you to click on that box. And then there's a longer box below the line. It's got an arrow pointing towards it. You can't miss it. We need you to type in or copy and paste your first and last name. It is case sensitive. It needs appropriate spacing. If you copy and paste, then just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your first and last name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's the month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the setup as well as the subscription, that we're including the website. It also does, well, it would normally allow us to release the Google PIN card, but you are already PIN verified. So in this case, it will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. It even gives us a bit of a head start before your client interview. Once you're able to put your name in there and click submit, it's going to ask you for a username and password. You can just stop at that point. It's just because it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be accessing for your tracking and your reporting system, and the automated system thinks that you're trying to access it now. It thinks that it's already active. After the client interview, we'll create that content for there to be something to track, and the next day or so, you'll get by text and email both your username and your password. It's a default password that you can use to access your tracking. You can change it if you like. We know that some people never change it, and that's fine, too. I can, though, give you the username. That part's already been created, and it cannot be changed. It's easy, though, for you to remember. It's the number that we're speaking on, the 4155 number. Area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number 248-805-4155. That will always be the username. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, the email that you'll get on the confirmation, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account. Please do include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. When they do the client interview at 6 or in that 6 o'clock hour, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email as well. If you like, you can email the photos to directly. Other than that, I appreciate your patience, especially during your lunch hour, and I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going, get your phone ringing, and earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Sounds good to me.
All right. I appreciate you, Christian. Again, someone from our client interview team will be giving you that follow-up call in that 6 o'clock hour.
Sounds good, huh?
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.